Greetings from the award-winning gutter. Welcome to the transfer sewer of my mind. Or maybe it's just Friday. Maybe it's just Happy Friday. Should we live with that? Anyway, I'm Rob Gutman, and I like transfers a lot. And I'm joined today by Harriet Pryor, Adam Smith, and Joel Sanderson-Murray. Now, what we're going to talk about today, there are just, it's almost like too many transfer links. They're all coming at me, coming in my ears all day long. I don't know where to begin. The one that we started with, the last gutter, we are going to start with again, unashamedly, because I'm fascinated by the link to Jarrod Bowen. It was breaking as we recorded the last show, boys and girls. So I knew very little about Jarrod at that point, apart from what I could vaguely remember from when they played us. Now I'm an expert on the boy. Know more about him than his mother. So let's talk about him some more. Joel, okay, look, you know what? Let's start nice and simple. What were your first thoughts when you heard of the link in the room? Just talk us through your emotional journey.
I imagine a bit like everyone, where, you know, it caught me a bit off guard, and it was never a name in a million years I would suggest Liverpool would be after this guy, this transfer window. But then I think as sort of the dust has settled and, you know, we've all had time to sleep on it a couple of times, I do feel like it's very much like a Liverpool signing under FSG, more so than someone huge like an Mbappe, to be honest with you, where he is a sort of 30, 35 million rated player that maybe they feel they can turn into something bigger. But I'm not so sure I'm getting that feeling just yet. I mean, the thing is, I've heard a few people make this shout where he's on the sort of level of Mane when he was at Southampton and Diego Jota when he was at Wolves, but which I can see that point of view. But my only thing with that comparison is that with Mane, I think you could see he had a particular ceiling, and with Jota, you knew something was there. And even when we signed Salah from Fiorentina, you could hang your hat on his pace. But I'm not sure I'm looking at Bowen like those, like those players. I'm thinking that you could see he has another level. So it is a weird one. It makes a bit more sense now than it did when it first broke, but I'm not too sure I'm seeing it just yet in terms of what he has to offer. But obviously, you know, the people at Liverpool have more information and data available than we do, but we'll see.